A weekend of rallies across the country calling for action against domestic violence has forced Anthony Albanese to make it the sole agenda item at Wednesday's cabinet meeting. The PM says all governments nationwide must make changes to stop perpetrators. He's also jumped on social media to declare it a national crisis. Hundreds of men and women gathered in Maroochydore for Sunday's rally on the Sunshine Coast. They were joined by Mayor Rosanna Natoli, other councillors, MPs and other community leaders.
Whatever we wear, wherever we go, yes means yes and no means no.
To other news and a warning for visitors, in particular bike riders in the Tawantin National Park, to be on the lookout for potentially dangerous metal spikes that may have been planted in the ground along popular tracks and trails there. It's after 13 were found pointing upwards in the ground near Old Tawantin Road in the past week. The 7-inch long spikes had been buried in the ground and concealed by leaves. Rangers have since used metal detectors to sweep the area and have removed more of the spikes. They're urging visitors to report any other dangerous objects to Queensland Parks and Wildlife Services immediately. Visitors to the northern end of Inskip Point over the unofficial long weekend have filmed the moment yet another sinkhole opened up. The underwater landslide happened between the Sarawak and Beagle camping zones. It's not uncommon for near shore landslips to happen there. Back in 2015, a 200 metre wide sinkhole opened, forcing the evacuation of about 300 campers. And briefly, the state Labor government says it will give our police officers more support by providing the region with a Polair helicopter. The aircraft would assist police officers conducting operations across the Sunshine Coast and Wide Bay and would be launched by mid-next year. Deputy Premier Cameron Dick also confirming 98 new police officers have been allocated for the Sunshine Coast, Wide Bay and Moreton region.